Rav Papa says like this. Rav Papa ma mai bo loike diktoni. What does it mean to say in the second braisa that Yehuda says only when the husband first lived with his wife, and then he's moit to Sherman that he gets Malkus? Diktoni hosam mamin. That is the second braisa says even for Malkus, he has to live with her. It doesn't mean Malkus, it means mamin. And Echonami, for Malkus Takus, like the first braisa of Yehuda holds, he always gets Malkus. Whenever he's moit to Shemra, whether he lived with his wife first or not, he always gets Malkus. The only question is about the Kenas. And here, when it says loike, it means the kenas. For at the Gemara of a korah le'lamon and malchus, does anybody ever call the payment of money malchus? Like, what's going on here? It says clearly loike. How can you say it means kenas? Gemara says, in yes, I'll bring you proof that sometimes we use the word kenas loike, and it means money. You have to pay money. For yehotanam, we learn it like this. Ha'emer, somebody says, chatzi erki olai. There's a passionate Torah of Erchin, and it's everybody, according to how old you are, the Torah says how much money you're worth. And if you want to be menadeh, the money to Zdokah, to the Beis HaMikdash, so if you say Erchi Olai, you have to pay 50 shkolim, 30 shkolim, depending on how old you are. Now somebody says like this, Chatzi Erchi Olai, I want to be menadeh, mechai myself, half of my value. If I'm worth 30 shkolim, I want to be mechai myself to give 15. Halacha is noisein chatzi erkei. He has the chiyuv taka to pay chatzi erkei. That's all. Where the yes of Yudu Aina like the noisein erech shalom. No, we give him malchus, and he has to pay an erech shalom. He has to pay the complete amount that it's worth. For the Gemara like amai, why does he get malchus for? What did he do wrong here? The guy said erkei chatzi erkei lai. Why should he get malchus for? What's the lashon of malchus here? So Amarav Papa says, you know what it means to say like this: like the erech shalom. It doesn't mean he gets Malkus and we whip him. It means to say we whip him like with money. Loike just means Baruch Shalom. Even though all he said was Chatzi Erki Olai, all he should have to pay is just half of 30, just 15, still there's a Kenas or a Gzera, we make him pay the whole Erkin to $30. That's the Lashon Loike. So you see, Loike sometimes doesn't mean we whip you, but it means to say we make you pay money, that's all. And Amai, what's the reason here? The guy said only Chatzi, why do we make him pay the whole thing? What's the reason? Depends how he says it. When he says chatzi erkoi, that's really good. That means half of how much I'm worth. That only means 15. Really, that's what it should be. But it's the gzeira otto a case when you say erachetiyov. If you say, I want to shots up how much half of my body is worth. I only want to pay how much half of my body is worth. In such a case, you have to pay your erchin. Why? Because the erachetiv, when a person says, I want to pay how much half of my body is worth, half of your body is for sure something that the neshama needs to live on. And that's the cloud. Whenever you say, I want to make erachin my heart, the guy says, I want to make erachin how much my heart is worth. If it's an eva that your neshama needs to live on, automatically you have to pay your whole value. So if a person says, Erchi of Chatzi Olai, I want to pay how much half of my body is worth, you have to pay the whole thing. Because half of your body you need to live on, otherwise you can't live. So therefore, when it's a neshama, it's an Eiver, Shanashama Tliyiba, you have to pay your whole value. So therefore, the Rabbanim made a Kenas. When a person says, Chatzi Erchi Olai, which all you're saying really is just half of my value, that's true, but it's exagerated. When you say half of your value, you only pay 15, people think, who would do when I say half of me, I should also have to pay 15. That's not true. When you say half of what me, half of your body, you also have to pay 30 shkolim. Because half you need, it needs no part to live with, therefore it's exagerated. So I call upon him to see the Bryce says the word of loika, even though it doesn't really mean malchus, it just means to say we're going to throw upon you money. There also, when Yehuda says loika diktoni, when it says there you only get loika, if you're boil, it doesn't mean malchus mamish. Malchus amad Yehuda, the husband gets no matter what. Whenever he's made to shemra, bain boil, bain loy boil, he gets malchus. The only question is, does he have to pay the kenas? That is the terrorist says, the husband has to pay $100 kenas. To the isham, that's only if first he lived with her. But if he didn't live with her first, and right away he's made to shemra, he doesn't have to pay you the kenas. Yeah. You're right. Tana Rabban learned like this. The pasuk says, V'yonshu oisoi zemamin. The pasuk says, when the husband is moitzi shemra upon his wife, so the pasuk says, V'yonshu oisoi, we punish him. What does that mean? Mamin. That we have to make him pay the kenas of 100 kesef. The Yisro Oisoi, the Yisro, then the pasuk of Yisro Oisoi, will give him pain. Ze Malkus means we have to whip him, we give him Malkus. More so like this. Bishleimah v'yonshu ze momin. That the pasuk says v'yonshu, we give him a punishment. It means we make him pay the money. Because the pasuk says clearly, v'yonshu Oisoi meya kesef. The Torah says clearly, what's the onshu? What's this punishment we give the husband that was Moshe Shema? We make him pay 100 kesef. That's very good. El of the Yisru. Zemalkos, the apostle just says, the Yisru I say. We have to give him pain, we have to give him pain. How do we know that here it means to give Malkus? How do we know Minolan? How do we know that Moshe Shema, the husband gets both, or that there's Malkus altogether? Omer Rabavua, Lov Madna, we learn out. Yisro mi Yisro, the Yisro mi Ben, or Ben mi Ben. The what the pasuk says by Malkus, for hoyim bin akaisa rosha. It says there the word agboi mekenu. It says loshin bin by Malkus, and here also says the word bin. So it says here also means Malkus. So Rashi says like this. The pasuk says the Yisro mi the Yisro mi Ben. Ksiv hocha the Yisro oisay. It says here by Moshe Shemra the Yisro oisay. Oksiv gabe soru mura by ben soru mura the Yisro. It says there also the Yisro. Malahalan ben imoy. Over there when it says Yisro, it says the word ben next to it. Is afkan ben imoy. It's as if here also the Yisro oisay by Moshe Shemra, as if the pasuk says the word bin. Fahainu the Yisro the hocha. May the Yisro the Hasam. We learn out to the Yisro, it says here by Moshe Shemra, from the Yisro of Ben Saramara. For who va Yisro the Hasam mi Ben Shimoi, the Lagamre le Ben Shimoi al the Yisro the Hacha, comes to teach us that the Yisro here by Moshe Shemra, as if it says the word bin here also by Moshe Shemra. Now, once it says the word bin, by Moshe Shemra, for ho the Yalev bin, the Yasinu Hacha mi bin, v'ho yim bin akos, said Mahasam Malkis, av Hacha Malkis. Just like over there, v'hoyim bin akaisa rasha. The pasuk means that you have to hit him 40, you give him a 39, it means you give him Malkus. Here also, v'yisru oisai also means Malkus. For the kids of Amoitzi Shemra, you get Malkus. For the Gemara now, Azara l'moitzi Shemra minolan. Like, where is the pasuk for the Azara? We know you only get Malkus if there's an Azara, there has to be a lav hatera. Where is there a lav not to be Moitzi Shemra upon your wife? Alright, then over. So Mar says, you know, Azara l'moitzi shemra minolan, Rebbe Loza Omar miloistelech rochel, the regular law of Lashon Hara. Terus of loistelech rochel, don't go around talking about people, that's a law for Lashon Hara. So Ross, what's Lashon Hara? You said about your wife. If you're full, and you're saying bad about your wife, you're giving her a bad name, that she lived with another man, after the Kedushin, that's mamash Lashon Hara. So from the regular law of Lashon Hara, that's how the husband gets Malkus here. That's the Azara. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Mivinishmarte, Mikol Dovara. Supposed to watch yourself from anything bad. In other words, the Kol Dovara means Dibara. Don't say also the Nazara for Lashon Hara. Don't say any Dibara, bad words. Here you're saying bad things about your wife, you get that's the Azara, that's the love. Trashi v'chomokim shenemar hishomar or else ten, or else vi'al, is ein noel aloistase. All these things mean aloistase. So v'nishmarte mikol dovara, v'nishmarte means watch yourself, it's a lav if you do it. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Eloza, my time aloyama my high, how come Rabbi Eloza that says from the pasuk l'selach rochel, how come he doesn't like the second pasuk of Rabbi Nosson, what does he learn from that pasuk? V'nishmarte mikol dovara, says watch yourself from dibara. So he answers, oh, who me boiler l'derev pinchas ben yoyer. This pasuk of Mishmartim, we call Dovara, doesn't really mean Dibara, bad words. But it means like what Pinchas Ben Yoyer says. The Darsh is the pasuk of Mishmartim, we call Dovara. You should watch yourself from any bad thing, which means, Mikan Omre Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Al Yaharu Odim B'yoyim. A person should not think about Znus, think about a fremd lady throughout the daytime. V'yovul de tum v'alayla, and will make you become a Balkari at nighttime. That's what it means, Nishmarta Mikol Dovara doesn't mean Lashon Hara, but it means watch yourself not to look at Znus, don't think about ladies. Rashi looked at Rabbi Pinchas, Mesech Dovar Azara. Shlo Yahara B'yoyim V'yobel Yatum B'alayla, Tesomach Leikiyah B'choish. The next passage talks about a person that's Moshe Zera L'Matala. So therefore that's the passage here also means watch yourself not to look at Znus. So therefore, where's the pasuk for Lashon Hara from Etz Shemra? From the first pasuk of Melos Telach Rochel. Now, Reb Nosson, my time of Yom Mahai, how come Reb Nosson doesn't like the first pasuk of Melos Telach Rochel? And the Gemara, who azor lebezdin shlo yehirach lezeh v'kosh lezeh. He learns this love of Melos Telach Rochel is not talking about Lashon Hara. Melos Telach Rochel means Bezdin has to be careful when they talk to the two people, they have to talk the same language to both of them. And not to be nice and lenient to one, and to be harsh upon the second one. Shrashi Rach Lezev Rochel, Loshen Rach Lisiya. As if to say Rochel means don't be soft upon one and harsh upon the other one. That's the Azar. So that's what the Potter is talking about. Therefore, from Leselach Rochel, we do not know Lashon Hara. Therefore, Maitishayim Lashon Hara is from the Pasuk, Mivin Eshmarte Mikol Dovara, he says it means Dibara. Don't talk any Dibara. Now, what about Lo Yom Ali Yedim? Let's say the husband did not tell the Yedim to come. Like we're talking about now, Yedim came and told Bezin this Nara had Znus, and later comes out that the Yedim were lying. She did not have znus. She did not have, this arusa did not have znus. Now let's say, lo yom al yedim, the husband did not start it off. He did not go and hire these yedim. He didn't tell the yedim to come to speak. Lo yom al yedim, but lo yom al yedim bo veiduni. But the heim yedim oisam eleim, but rather two yedim by themselves came and lied, and came to Bezin to say, you know, we know about this lady, she has znus. When she was an arusa, when she was married, she lived with another man. The locker is, who ain't a loiker? The husband does not get malchus in such a case. V'yena noisin meyas loyim, who adin, the husband does not have to pay the kenas. Since the husband did not tell the eidim to do it, but the eidim came themselves, that's not the pasha of Moshe Shemra. There's no kenas and there's no malchus. Now he, the zaymameho, she, and in the case we have eidim zaymamim, we'll soon see that means that she's clean, and another eidim say the first eidim were like lies, is maktim lebeisaskila. She and the Edom Zayimim both get killed. For the Gemara, how could that be? You can't have both of them, one or the other. For the Gemara, he, the Zayimimel, Sakadaitach, like how could he have both? If she gets killed, then there's no Zayimimim. Then we're believing the Edom that she has Nus. And if we kill the Zayimimim, that means that she's clean. So how do you kill both of them? What it means to say is, Elo, oi he, oi Zayimimeho, matim lebeis haskilo. We'd say either one of the two, either she, or else, the Eidim Zayimim go to the Beis Haskilah. Now, the Diak here is Taima. Why doesn't the husband have to pay Kenas? Or why doesn't he get Malchus? Taima de Layom Alahu. Because he did not tell the Eidim to come to say the false report that his wife had Znus. Ho'om Alahu. But Mashma, if the husband went and told his Eidim, come to Bezdin and say false Eidus for me that my wife was Mizana. Afagad de Layakrinu. Even though the husband did not pay these Eidim, he only told them to, Mashma then the husband would have to pay the Kenas and would get Malchus. In other words, as long as the husband told the Eidim to do it, that's when you have the Pasha of Moshe Shemra, the husband gets Malchus and Kenas. If so, La'afukim and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Titani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Reiner, Eina Chayiv, when is the husband Chayiv, if he lied, to pay the Kenas and to get Malchus? He has to hire the Eidim. Not only does he tell these false Eidim to come and say the false Eidim, but he has to pay them off also. If he first paid the false Eidim and then they come to Bezdin, then the husband gets his Malchus and gets his Kenas of 100. That's Rabbi Yudhishita. So this Bryce says, Mashma, not like Rabbi Yudhishita. Here it's Mashma, the husband is only put if he didn't tell them to come. But if he just told them to come, then he gets the Kenas. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara? How does he know that the husband has to hire the Eidim? On the Rabbi Huwa, Asiyo, Sima, Sima. He learns that they were Shava, Sima, Sima. Ksiv Hoch, it says here, V'som lo, Alilas, Devarim. That the husband put false words there about his wife. Well, Ksiv Hosham, Lois, the Simon, Olav, Neshach. You should not put Neshach with this. Don't put interest upon somebody. Malahalan mom, just like over there it means money. Is Afkan money, here also means money. Well, it's a simon all of Nesha means don't make him pay interest, don't make him pay money. So here also with some la lilas devarim. When the pasuk says that the husband put upon his wife false words, that means some that he hired the Eidim to say the false Eidus. So the parsha of Eidim of Maitse Shemra is only where the husband hired the Eidim to say these false Eidus. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. V'chein toni, Rav Yosef, tziduni, bei Rabbi Shimon, ben Yechoi, that as yasim asima, that's not a shot, we learn out the Gzeir Shav, asim asima, that it means the husband has to hire, pay money, to have these four seders. Boi Rabbi Yirmiya, Yirmiya has a shot like this, Sochron v'karka mahal, what's going to be if the husband hired these edim, but the pay is not going to be in cash, but it's going to be in karka? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda mahal, Kiva de meribis gomar, since you learn out the word sima that means money from the pasha of interest, kesa vayechubinim, to have a metaltlim, could have sieved linyan ribis. Just like by ribis, the pasha is talking about kesef, or oichel, it's not talking about karka. So maybe here, oiduma, lamamunu de gomar zereshav, afilu mekarkoi. That's the shiloh. That even though ribis is only talking about kesef, but so what? The main zereshav is that it means money. What payment? Even karka maybe. That's the question. Now that we learn out sima from ribis, does it mean you have to pay the edim only like cash, like metaltlim, or maybe even karka is also good? It's a shaila. What about the pachas meshava pruta? Let's say he pays the edim less than meshava pruta maho. What's the locha? Is it a pasha of Moshe Shem or not? So, or el shnei and the pruta, he paid the two edim both together pruta. That's also like a pachas is a chati pruta teach one of them, but together it's worth a pruta maho. What's the halacha? So that's the shailas. Since you learned out from ribbis, so you have to have, just like ribbis, you have to have mamish mamin, mamin worth a shava pruta, or else no. It's only a limud that he has to hire them. How much money? That we don't learn out. Any bit of money. Seatak is a raya, it's a chakir and achreinim. That's what we always say, chatzi pruta is potter. Isn't the pshat, it's not called money at all. Chatzi pruta is like zero, or else no. Chatzi pruta is called money, it's called something. Just for payments, is always a svara, it's mechila. So you don't have to pay back a chatzi pruta, because we always say a svara, the person is moichlet. Like he doesn't expect you to pay him, he's moichlet the money. But really, a chatzi pruta is called money. Like here's mashma, a chatzi pruta is called money. That's why we have a suffix. If the husband paid the edim, only a chatzi pruta, lemaisi gave the money. So maybe that's enough. Or else, no, since you are now to make from ribbis, ribbis is only with a shava pruta, maybe you also need a shava pruta. Boy Ravashi, hoitzi shemra al hanisuyin harishayinim mahu. Let's say the husband, Rashi al hanisuyin harishayinim konsov lahitziya shemra, the girsh of yazira. Let's say husband first married his wife once, and they didn't say anything, and he gave her a get, and then he remarried her. And now the second time is being moitzi shemra on the first nisuyin, mahu. Is that called Moshe Shem or not? Al Nesuya Yochif. Let's say a case where your brother died, the Kapash of Yibum, and you'd be Moshe Shem now that she was Mazana when she was by your husband, by your brother. Mao, is there a Pasha of Moshe Shem here or not? Or else maybe no, maybe Moshe Shem is only the first time you marry your wife, or for this time when you're marrying her now, you have to be Moshe Shem now. That this Erisin, this Kedushin we just had, are Moshe Shem that you live with another man after I married you now. But maybe what happened before was somebody else's kedushin, your brother's kedushin. There's no pasha. So he says, "Poshet miyuchad." I can answer you at least one. The Tony Reb Yoina. Pasuk says, "As biti nosati lishazeh." So we darshin lozeh v'le liyofim that the pasha of Moshe Shemra only applies by your wife, but not by your brother's wife. Not le liyofim. Trashi en yofim shaytzi shemra nasi yochid bechlal pasha zul liter tanis asulim. The co-pointing you see here, the Pasha of Moshe Shemra does not apply where your brother died, and now his wife, is the Yavama, falls to you, and now the brother wants to be Miyabma, he's Moshe Shemra al Nesuya Yochiv. There's no Pasha of Moshe Shemra. If the Yavam is lying, he doesn't have to pay her Kanas or pay, get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, my Rabbonin, or my Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Where's the Machlekes Rabbonin and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like we had before, about whether the husband has to first be boil his wife, and then be Moshe Shemra or not. Titani, we learned like this. Ketzar Atsoy Shemra. How is the case when the husband says false about his wife that he gets Malkus and has to pay the Kanas? Vola Bezdin, he has to come to Bezdin. The Yomran, he says, Ploini Le Mitzos Le Bitzchim Sulin. The husband says, I didn't find with my wife Sulin. Im Yesh Edim Shezin Satachtov. If he asked Edim that she was Mazana after the Kedushin. Yesh Lo Ksuba Mona. She gets a Ksuba $100. For the Gemara, im yesh edim shezinsef through edim that she was mizani after the kedushin, zinsef tachtov yesh baksuba mona. So she get a ksuba vaskili. She gets killed. What kind of ksuba here? If the husband has edim that she was mizani with another man after the kedushin, she's a vaskila. Sochikom, this is what the Brisa means to say. Im Yeshedim Shedzin Satasa Veskila, true. If Edim says that she was Mazana after the Kedushin, she gets killed. What about Zinsa Mikoro? If Edim says that she was Mazana before she got married to you, so she's not a Zayin, she's not a Saita, she's not also to you. His Yeshla Ksuba, she deserves to get a Ksuba Mona? Hakoponim, you have to pay $100 for the Ksuba. The husband married her, he gave her a Ksuba, now he wants to give her a get. So the Edim just says she was Mazana before she married you. There's nothing wrong with that. She's a Basula, that's all. She got the Ksuba of $100. Nimsa Shemra, let's say what the husband complains that his wife didn't have Basulin, that she lived with another man. We come out later and prove it's not true, that the Isha is still a Basula. She never lived with another man. Nimsa Shemra, he only said false. Nimsa Shemra, Eino Shemra. Nimsa Shemra, Eino Shemra. If the Shemra he said is not a Shemra, no, what he said for, what he said that she was Mazana is not true. She really was not Mazana. Is who like her? The husband gets Malkus for this. For Nisayin Meyasil, and he has to pay the Kanas $100. Ben Bol, Ben Le Bol. Whether the husband lived with his wife first, or whether he didn't live with her, and right away he went to Bezin to complain that my wife was a Saita, she lived with another man, and now we prove it that he's lying, then he has to pay the money. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Amino, Lenemru Dvorim Alolu Elikishabol. The Pasha of Moshe Shemra that does not have to pay the Knas is only when first the husband lives with his wife. And then he comes to Bezin to complain that she was a Psula, she was a Bula. She doesn't have Psula, she lived with another man. And when we come out, the husband is lying, that's when does not have to pay the Knas. Mor says, Bishleim the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Haina just said, that's what the Pasuk says, Ubo'aleh, the Pasuk says clearly, that first the husband lives with his wife, the Yekra of Aleh, and he was close with her, and then he's Moshe Shemra. So the Pasuk is mashma clearly, first the husband has to live with his wife, then he's Moshe Shemra. Elo le Rabbonin, Mayu Ubo'aleh, Yekra of Aleh, according to the Rabbonin, that there's a Pasuk of Moshe Shemra, even if he doesn't live with his wife first. So what's behind the Pasuk, Ubo'aleh, Yekra of Aleh? It means like this, Ubo'aleh, Bialilus, just means the husband comes with complaints. That's what it means. Not that he lived with her. Just he's coming to Bezdin with complaints. And he comes and says bad things in Bezdin. He says he knows the way she was Mazana with another man last week after the Kedushin. According to Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, that the husband lived with her last night. So it's good. The next day he goes to Bezdin and says, I saw that your daughter, knows my wife, didn't have Basulin. How do you know it? Because she lived with her last night. So you could tell by living with her like a Pesach Pesuach that she doesn't have a Sula and you could complain this. Elo the Rabbonim, but according to the Rabbonim, that the husband did not live with her. So how does he know that she's a Bula? How does he know she doesn't have a Sula? Elo the Rabbonim, my le matzosi lebitcha b'sulim. What does the Pesach mean when the husband says, I didn't find Sula with your daughter? How does he know it? Teretz is, le matzosi lebitcha kishore b'sulim. I didn't find your daughter, my wife, like other psulim. In other words, Kishore Psulim Rashi says, Eidim Shiyazumu, or Yachishu Aselu, the Yachshira is Bitchel Psul Gemura. In other words, the husband is coming, not that he lived with her, but the husband just has Eidim, saying that this girl, your wife, lived with another man. So that's the husband's complaint. I have Eidim here saying that my wife lived with another man. And there's no Edim Zeimimim coming and saying that these two Edim are false Edis. Since there are no Edim Zeimimim here, so all the husband has is two Edim saying that his wife lived with another man. That's Pshan the Pasik. Or when the husband complains, Lo Metzos Levitch Chepsula means through Edim. Lav Daska that he lived with her. He didn't live with her according to the Rabbonin. But he knows it through Edim. Tumor says, Dishleim of the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Haina, this is the Pasik says, V'eila B'sulei Biti. That when we say the husband is false, we like prove it to say no, she's still a Psula. Elo le Rabbonin, my v'yela Psula biti. But according to the Rabbonin, it's not he doesn't know whether she was really a Psula or not. It's not what he's saying. It's only because he's Edim. So what do you mean to say, v'yela, how could we say she has Psulim if he has two Edim saying that she was Mazana? But there it says, v'yela, v'yela, k'shore Psula biti. What it means to say is, we have Edim Zoymimim. We have two Edim saying that those first two Edim that are saying that your wife lived with another man are false Edim. They didn't know the Maisa, they weren't there today. That's what the Pasuk means. When we say it back to the husband, when we show the husband v'eila b'sulei biti, doesn't mean we're proving she has b'sulin, because the husband doesn't know it by himself. He only knew it through two eidim. So how do we prove that he's wrong? When we have eidim zemimim, we have two new eidim saying those first two eidim that you had were false eidim. So again, there's no proof whether the husband really had to live with the first or not. Bishvem l'Reb Lazar ben Yaakov Haino, this is the pasuk says, u'parshu asimla, that while we show the husband that he's wrong, that she does have psulim. El l'Rabbonim, mayu parshu asimla, it's like l'Oshim, we uncover clothing as if like Shoah, show him that she has psulim. But according to Rabbonim, he's not saying that he knows. He doesn't know. He's only saying that he knows Aidim. So how can we like prove it? Amar Rav Avuha, pirshu ma'ashe somla, just means we explained to him what he said. Kiratanya, or pirshu asimla, that's what the pasuk says, like uncover the clothing. What does it mean? Not that we really show that she has sulin, but rather malamed, it comes to teach us, sheboyim edim, shel zeh v'yedim shel zeh, ulbarim esadov v'kesimla chadasha. Like the husband has two edim saying he knows his wife was mezana with another man. We have now two edim saying no, she was not mezana. So pirshu asimla just means, Bezdin now listens to these two edim, and we'll see which one of the two is telling the truth. So it's not a question whether we take her and look at her whether she's a psula or not. The question is just which one of these two edim is telling the truth. Is the second edim saying the first one was zaymimim? Then we believe the second one. That's what the pasuk means. Kesim lechadosha. We have Lazar ben Yaakov oimed devarim tichsovim. No, the pasuk means the way it says it. Sim lemamish, like mamish uncover, like to show the husband that mamish she's still a psula.
Right.
Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yaakov bar Yuri Mishmed Rabbi Yechon Sholach Rabbi Yitzchak, right, bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Yuri Mishmed Rabbi Yechon Afagash loy mitzino b'chola tera kula Shecholak ha-kosev ben biya kadarko lebiya shloy kadarko. All over we say that any znus, whether the man lives with the lady a biya kadarko in the right place or in the back and the other wrong place, it's always the same halacha. She becomes awesome. Lamakas liyanshin. Always you say what? You get malchus if it's chai b'lavin, they get chai b'kris, whatever it is. Avol moitzi shemra. For in a case where the husband is moitzi shemra about his wife, there's a difference. Cholak. The what? Ein chayiv ad sheyivol shloi kadaka, v'yoytzi shemra kadaka. It has to be that the husband lived with her shloi kadaka, and the husband is moitzi shemra that another man will live with her kadaka. So Mar says, come on, who's this go like? The Rabbonin say, the husband does not live with her. Ikra b'lazer ben Yaakov,